the true leader, a leader true with the heart so bright, a leader true with the heart so bright, guides with compassion through day and night, guides with compassion through day and night.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to our new series, The True Leader. Subhanallah. As you know, we've had many leaders in the history of mankind, all the way up to present day, modern day, 21st century leaders. And many different books have been written upon these leaders, different biographies, some even autobiographies. But when we assess and analyze all these leaders, we realize something very or truly unique. Approximately 124,000 prophets, and each one of these prophets had one, they had many beauties. Every prophet was complete, that many beauties, but one quality always stood out. So like Yusuf alayhi salam was ultimately beautiful. Hazrat Ayub alayhi salam was very patient. Sulaiman alayhi salam, he was a king, he was very authoritative. Idris alayhi salam was very knowledgeable. So like this, every prophet had a very unique, every prophet was truly unique in his own way. And each one of these unique characteristics or these unique qualities in 124,000 prophets, approximately, Rasulullah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, became the compilation of all those qualities, is all in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all of those prophets were leaders. When it came to Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the true leader, the ultimate leader, he had all of them qualities. But it doesn't stop there. Something even more, history doesn't stop there. It continues. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to this earth, in the lands of Makkah, there was around 124,000 prophets before him with different characteristics and unique qualities. But even after him, we had 124,000 Sahaba companions. And if we analyze their characteristics and their qualities, you will find that each companion, they took one of the qualities of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they mastered it. They became truly unique in that quality. If you take, for example, Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, right? He's the most truthful. If you take Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab, he was the most just. If we take Hazrat Uthman al-Ghani, he was the most generous. Hazrat Ali, he was courageous, he was the hero. So, and likewise, if you look at different hadiths, for example, a companion asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me some advice. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, la taghdab. So that companion mastered patience. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, don't ever become angry, no matter what happens. So that companion went and mastered that. Each and every companion mastered one thing, and they became truly unique in certain characteristics, or certain qualities stood out in comparison to others. Whereas the Prophet ﷺ, every single quality stood out. So the Prophet ﷺ became the truest, the most ultimate leader of all times. This is not just my words. If we look at the greatest writers of the time, non-Muslim writers, a Muslim will obviously talk about the reverence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whereas when it comes from a third party, or when it comes from a non-Muslim, it hits harder because even non-Muslims appreciate and understand and accept that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was truly the most uniqueist. I have a quote from William Durant, a great writer. He says, if we rated greatness by the influence of the great upon people, we will say Muhammad is the greatest of the great in history. So they accept, these are non-Muslim writers, scholars, and they're from different religions, and they have written in their works about how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most ultimate leader, the most influential leader. And likewise, we have another great statement, is a famous statement. And he writes in his book, he says, if greatness of purpose, smallness of means, and astonishing results are the three criteria of a human genius, who could dare compare any great man in history with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I've just quoted a small portion of his actual text. It continues, but I'll go on to a third quote of Michael Hart. Michael Hart is very famous. He was a non-Muslim scholar. He was from a different religion, and he wrote a book with 100 different influential personalities. Any 100. The book's titled "The 100." And what he done in this book is he put down 100 in most influential people of all times, and then he sequenced them, and he just wrote a brief kind of explanation. And rightly so, he placed Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at number one. He was from a different religion. And what he writes, he says, you know, my choice, this is in the book, he says, my choice of Muhammad to lead the list of the world's most influential persons may surprise some readers and may be questioned by others, but he was the only man in history who was supremely successful on both the religious and secular levels. Of humble origins, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam founded and promulgated one of the world's greatest religions and became an immensely effective political leader. Today, 13 centuries after his death, his influence is still powerful and persuasive. Yani Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam departing from the world, his influence is still going. One of his colleagues asked him that, how can you put Muhammad first in your book when you are not from that faith, you are from a different faith? And he says, up until today, I have not met anyone that would give up their entire life and everything with it for the sake of their leader, like I have seen the Muslims give up everything for the sake of their leader. I have never seen this. Even in my own religion, I have not seen this. Subhanallah. It was his confession, and this became one of those books and texts which stood out in time. A big writer, a well-known writer, placed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the top. And various other events took place. And various different people have wrote different things about Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the most ultimate leader, the truest of all leaders. Many leaders have flaws. Some of them lie, some of them steal, some of them take land without it being lawful for them. Many of them cause injustice, many of them shed blood. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his leadership was truly unique. It was truly unique. It was a holy leadership. It was his time was such a time where there was true peace, there was true unity, there was something special about him. when he would meet other leaders, they would bow down in this reverence, in this acknowledgement that whoever this man is, whatever message he brings with him, there's something about him that makes him truly unique. Urwa bin Mas'ud al-Saqafi, he went at that time, in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, he was directed by his commander, and he was told to go and spy on the Muslims, go and see what they're up to, find their weaknesses, find their flaws, and we'll use them flaws for our advantage in battle. So he was sent to go and spy on the Muslims. And so he went in, and he went in disguise, and he mingled with the Muslims. And he returned to his nation, and he returned back to his leader. And he says, Wallah, these are the words, he says, Wallah. He says, I have visited Qaisar, Kisra, Najashi. I have been to various places. These were the biggest kingdoms of that time. He says, I visited them all. He says, Wallahi, I have never seen such a leader in my entire experience. I have never witnessed such a leader that is revered and honored by his companions the way the companions of Muhammad respect Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, I've never seen this. So they asked, they said, what do you mean? What have you seen? Wallahi, by Allah. So he took an oath for the third time in this one statement. He says, what I seen is when he commands them, they fulfill his command. When he performs wudu, it's like as if a fight would break out in order to capture the wudu water. And when he would speak, they would lower their voices, and no one would look towards him out of honor and respect. And they said, what he said to his tribe is that if you want to take down these people, you won't be able to. They will do everything for their leader. They don't even let his wudu water or his saliva touch the floor. They will do everything. These companions will do everything in honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the battle of Uhud, the disbelievers made this firm decision to unalive the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the middle of this battle, there was a certain point where the Muslims were being dominated, and it was at that point we seen something amazing, something which was truly unique. There was a lot of lessons to learn. What happened was the Muslims were being dominated from both sides. So the non-Muslims, the kuffar of Makkah, they came from ahead and then they came from behind as well and blocked the Muslims in. And they had this one target that we're going to unalive Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was their goal. That was their goal. And that was their ultimate goal that they had, that we're going to unalive him. And it was in this battle where the Prophet ﷺ, his blessed tooth broke as well, and he was wounded. When they realized that arrows are being fired in from all directions, and when they realized that they are trying to target Rasulullah ﷺ, they forgot everything, right? And what they done is they surrounded the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ was in the center, and the companions of the Rasul ﷺ surrounded him completely from all angles, and every arrow and every spear, everything that was being projected at the Prophet ﷺ was being deflected by the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was a truly unique. The companions forgot everything, and to serve and preserve their leader, they fully, and many companions, when they made this iron wall, right, many companions became shaheed. But the Prophet ﷺ, they protected him completely, even if it was with their lives. They protected him. They became human shields. There was an Ansari woman whose husband became shaheed, whose brother became shaheed. And in this protection at Uhud, and she, so she's become widow, and then she, her father's pastor became shaheed. So when she heard this, she said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." But her concern for her father and her concern for her husband was secondary. It wasn't her primary concern. So when they told her that your husband and your father has been... Well, what happened was when she came out of the home, her main concern was the Prophet ﷺ. Is he okay? And someone told her, your husband's passed away. So she said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." And then she asked, how is the Prophet ﷺ? All of a sudden someone says, no, your father's passed away as well. That would break a person. That would wound a person to hear that. She says, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Tell me how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. Is he okay? Because rumors had spread by then. And eventually someone said, yes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is perfectly fine. And she says this very famous statement. She says, "Kullu musibatin ba'daka jalalun," that all worries, right, after the Prophet ﷺ are nothing. Yani our main concern is Rasulullah ﷺ. After that, the worries are not really worries. If they passed away, they become shaheed. Subhanallah. This was her level of faith. This was their level of devotion towards their leader. It was truly unique. It was truly unique, subhanAllah. So this was a brief introduction on how the Prophet ﷺ is the greatest leader of all times. And especially in this 21st century, in this modern era, so-called modern era, we get to see many leaders of the past. And we want to go into and kind of summarize or detail the points which made Rasulullah ﷺ this truly unique character. Not just as a Muslim, not just for Islam, but for the entire mankind, how he became someone or such a leader that in his leadership, he changed the world forever. He changed the entire world forever. The map changed because of Rasulullah ﷺ. Future changed because of Rasulullah ﷺ. History changed because of the Prophet ﷺ. People's language changed. People's dress code changed. People's culture changed. It was a new era when the Prophet ﷺ came. So for the next 20 odd episodes, inshallah, we're going to discuss one by one his main characteristics that actually, remember we said there's around 124,000 characteristics, different angles. But from them, we've selected around 24. We've selected around 24 and we're going to discuss them in some detail. This was an introduction of how he is revered by his companions. But in a modern age, we're going to look into what makes him truly stand out in comparison to every other leader. And when we analyze all them traits, we realize that this man, this individual, is not just any individual. He is a man who has been given revelation. We realize that his leadership is a divine leadership. It's more than what the human, the general human can do. This is superhuman. This is the ultimate human. And inshallah, for the next episodes, stay with us. We're going to talk about various different aspects. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The true leader.
the true leader, a leader true with the heart so bright, a leader true with the heart so bright, that guides with compassion through day and night, that guides with compassion through day and night.